ain't asking you to be somebody you're not. I know the love is there and it won't stop. Reminiscing, hiding in your mom's closet when the police would knock. In your strawberry shortcake's ass, you hit the clocks. That's why forever I'ma be down with.
Hey, everybody, this is Jackie and Doug. We are your hosts, Infinite Love Talk Radio, and we're coming to you live from the lovely Beverly Hills, California. We're starting out a little bit late, but I'm glad you guys hung with us. We're going to give you 50 minutes of the hottest show on the air. And, yeah, feel free to call in at 347-215-8305 anytime throughout the show or join us in our chat room, and we can chat there.
No question about it, baby. That is correct. You guys know the number. You can join us. Call us 347-215-8305. And boy, do we have some great stuff happening on the show today, baby.
That's right. And we're going to start it with what, babe?
Well, I think that first and foremost, we're talking about, you know, that's right, love. And we're going to begin with some beauty for everybody out there. How about a little beauty, baby? I think that that's where we need to start. Beauty and lifestyle. What do you got, first and foremost?
Coming back, as you see, we're experiencing technical difficulties. The show we're talking about today is beauty and the price paid for it. We're talking about cosmetic surgeries and things that people feel that they need to do in order to be accepted in society. It's a controversial show. We don't usually come to you like that, but we're going to come to you with it today. And it's more about, you know, how do you feel beautiful? When do you feel beautiful? And why don't you feel beautiful with, you know, who you are and you know, how you're made? So we got a lot of people that want to call in. We've got a lot of emails on this subject. We've been trying to do this show for quite a while, and we're excited to finally be getting it done. And, you know, we can talk about, you know, starting with the fact that, you know, from people changing the color of their skin by, you know, dyeing it to, you know, getting breast implants, and that can lead to cancer. Not to knock anybody for choices that they make, because, you know, everybody lives, you know, a free life, and they can pretty much do what they want, especially to themselves. But we're just talking about, you know, the fact that beauty is, you know, something that's on the outside, but it's definitely not just on, it's not an outer appearance that makes something or someone beautiful. It's also the inside, and that's called inner beauty. So, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're also going to talk a lot in the show today about how you can, you know, feel beautiful and you can inspire yourself and not look to outside forces to do that for you. A lot of times women have emailed us and called us and asked us questions along the lines of, you know, what's our thoughts on how they can do this, or they can get a boyfriend, or they can get this person's attention or that person's attention. And really what it boils down to, now that we've got started and we're just getting warmed up on the show, again, for the people just joining us, we are talking about beauty and the price paid for it. A lot of people are asking, you know, well, this person looks this way or that way, or I can't get a job because I don't look this way. And it's really not about that. It's about who you are and what you carry and what character do you really have. Right, honey?
I would say yes, baby, that is totally true. Cosmetic surgery and all of that stuff is a steep price to pay for trying to be beautiful, no doubt, because beauty is only skin deep. So I would say that it truly doesn't matter what you're really looking on the outside, because true inner beauty is the spirit of an individual. But as we've said, society, you know, puts in your face a lot of the times that this is beautiful, that is beautiful. If you don't have this, you're not doing the right thing. And to get past that, it takes a lot of courage, a lot of individual courage, for a person to believe in themselves and understand that it's bigger than just how someone, quote unquote, looks. Because a lot of the times, I'll share a story with you that some people at a store that we go to all the time, Barney's New York, they were saying, this guy, he's a billionaire, and he comes in and he doesn't look anything like a billionaire, and people judge him and will do different stuff, but he spends the most money, does all different really kind stuff for people. So you can't really judge a book by its cover. It's not about the beauty on the outside. outside. So when people do and go get cosmetic surgery or whatever that you know, for that, unless it's something obviously that you have to have for, you know, if you were burned or something different like that, a lot of the times they're searching for something that they're not going to find in that. They will find it outside before they would ever find it. They would find it inside before they would ever find it on the outside.
Oh, most definitely. I agree with you 100%. It's really, really, really a sad thing. But like you said, I think it has something to do with things that people are actually searching for within themselves. So they figure, you know, if I change my outer appearance, and I fell victim to that a few times in my lifetime as well, you know, especially when you're growing up and you're seeing your friends, you go to high school for the first time, you're seeing how people are dressing and so on and so forth, and all of a sudden you want to change how you look so that you're accepted and you feel comfortable and you feel like you're, you know, a part of the group. You feel like you're fitting in. And that's what I think a lot of people, not just women, but guys do it too. There's a lot of different surgeries and stuff going on out there where men are putting different things underneath their muscles to get a bigger chest and, you know, muscles, you know, in their arms and things like that, when you've, you know, been a strong advocate for a long time about how people could just work out and get the same results. Not only will you save money, you also save, you know, yourself sometimes, because it can get dangerous, you know, and some doctors are performing these surgeries and stuff. So this show isn't to badger anyone or to lecture. It's more about just talking. What is the price that people are paying for beauty? There was a person recently in the news, and I won't say any names. She wanted to win the affections of a man that she had a crush on for a long time. And mind you, this man was a married man. So it's really scary when you think about that thought. But on top of that, she wanted to win his affections away from his wife. And she started out this really preppy Harvard grad in a business office in Washington, D.C., had a wonderful career. You know, she had degrees and everything. And she decided she was going to go and get a boob job because his wife had came to, and I shouldn't use those terms, a breast augmentation. She had came into the job a few times to give him lunch. And she saw her and saw that he loved his wife when he would, you know, hug her and give her affections, and his eyes would light up when he saw her. So she decided to go out and do that, and she went to the black market. She went to someone that wasn't really a qualified doctor to try to get this done, and unfortunately she lost her life. And here was a promising, bright, you know, 24-year-old college grad from Harvard, you know, could have done whatever she wanted with her life. She was trying to win someone else's husband's affections, and she felt like, I'll be more beautiful if I augment my breasts. So, you know, this show is really about speaking to the people out there that feel that beauty is just an outer appearance. It's really, truly not.
That is correct. And, you know, when you talk about that, you talk about peer pressure, and it comes on a couple different levels. You have the personal peer pressure that is your friends and what have you, but then there's also the public pressure, and both of those things can cause people to think that maybe I'm not good enough, or I don't look good enough, and then all of a sudden it goes into the feeling of I don't feel good enough, when you are blessed by God and you are definitely good enough right the way that you are. And a lot of the times, if it is pressure coming from the outside, you might want to analyze the fact of the people that are in your life that might be pushing you to do things like this, because believe in yourself first and foremost, and you don't want to cheat, as my wife was saying. If you put in the work, your body will take whatever shape it is that you want it to take, but you have to put into the work. Now, there are certain things that obviously you can't grow bigger and all that type of stuff, but that is what we're talking about, is those cosmetic surgeries and those different things that people do, maybe inside their heart for the right reason, but on the outside it ends up turning to be the wrong reason, because a lot of the times, these doctors that are performing these, sometimes they aren't the right ones to be doing it, and people are getting into a lot of different problems in their life with silicone bags leaking and different stuff like that is just not good and not healthy for you. So you truly, truly have to be careful and understand and love yourself that you are good and you are the best you can be just the way you are.
Most definitely. And, you know, another thing that we've been noticing, too, a lot is the younger the girls are that's wanting to change themselves. There's girls 13 and 14 years old that is deciding that they don't like the way that they look and they want to make changes to the way that they appear. And, you know, that's worrisome. So as parents out here, we have to talk to the young girls. We have to instill in them a certain level of confidence and tell them, you are beautiful no matter what. Beauty really does come from within. It's who are you, what type of person are you, and what are your intentions? Do you have good intentions? Do you have bad intentions? You know, some people say, well, this person is nice, but they have a temper problem, or this person is, you know, I like this person, but they're kind of bossy. You have to remember that every individual is an individual. Everyone is different. No one's going to do things or say things or act the same way you would. You can't judge them and say that they're this or that because you're not. You have to look at their inner beauty. And what's their inner beauty? What kind of a heart do they have? What kind of a person are they? What kind of compassion do they show? What kind of understanding do they exude? Because it really all comes down to that. And that's beautiful when you can find that happy balance in someone, whether they have outer beauty and inner beauty, or they just have one or the other. If they can find that happy medium and they can live that life and exude that, that's what true beauty is. You know, our daughter, she just, I'll make this brief, she just spoke at a high school recently, junior high school, and the kids were asked, what did they rate themselves from 1 to a 10? And most of them stated they rated themselves an 8 or a 9, but they said what they felt the speaker in the class that was speaking to them at that moment and giving them that quiz, they said what they thought she wanted to hear. There was one girl that spoke out and said, do you want me to tell you the truth? Can I tell you the truth? I really see myself as a 1 or maybe even a half of 1. And it really was heart-wrenching to hear her say that. She was a lovely girl, dark-skinned and a little heavy-set, but you could tell where her self-esteem was. And she said she had only had brothers, and they always told her that she was, you know, ugly and fat and wasn't ever going to amount to anything. And, you know, we really want this show to be an inspiration to everybody, that don't be cruel, don't make comments to people that's defaming, and always uplift when you're around someone. You know, stress gets the better of us all sometimes, but you have to be there to uplift the other person and just be like, life is too short to really, you know, say something that's going to be cutting or hurting to someone else. So beauty really truly does come from within, right, honey?
I would totally say that, and you are going to see that more and more in people, because the beauty of a person doesn't lie necessarily in first time you meet them. It's their soul, like my wife was saying, and as you get to know them, you're going to see a person in different pressure situations and how they respond and all of that, and then you can, if you choose to, judge, but ultimately you're going to see the true person is not on the outside, because you see a lot of beautiful people that are cruel, and you see a lot of people who you might not consider beautiful, but they are the most beautiful people that you ever wanted to meet, and those are the type of people that you want to get to know and try to become, is just that good person from the inside out. And as you go through your journey of life, that is ultimately what is going to draw and attract people to you.
Oh, most definitely, and we can't say that enough. I want to share with you guys before we close out this segment, because we're going to have to move right along. Our show is a little shorter tonight than it normally is, but this is Doug and Jackie, your host of Infinite Love Talk Radio, and I just want to share something real quick with you guys. This is something that I think everybody out there dealing with self-esteem issues or any problems, say this to yourself every morning. This is something that helped me get through my life in my harder times, and it is, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as the pathway to peace. Taking as he did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Amen. And that's just something that I want you guys to, if you can remember that, it's the easy way to remember it. Go to Google and Google the Serenity Prayer. And a way that I was able to deal with it is I would always just say, God, grant me the serenity to accept things I cannot change and the courage and wisdom and knowledge to know the difference. And that's what I repeat to myself even to this day. Anytime that I'm feeling any kind of low self-esteem or feeling uncomfortable about a situation or about how someone is treating me or acting towards me or whatever, I try to do that, because it's easy to pretty much lash out or act or come up with a certain thing and be negative and spew negativity. That's not beautiful. A friend of mine, she's married to an NBA player herself, and one thing she told me that always stuck with me is her mother always said, a woman can be so beautiful on the outside, and men too, but a woman can be so beautiful on the outside and open her mouth and say some mean things about or to someone and can become the ugliest person. beauty comes from within. We cannot really stress that enough. So the price that's paid for it is enormous. We wanted to do a whole big segment on it, but like I said, a beautiful young 24-year-old Harvard grad lost her life trying to do a breast implant. People are every day getting sick, and things are happening. They're spending their money to live and survive because they're chasing that thing that we call beauty. And it's nothing you can chase or catch. It's something that you have inside, and you can choose to be beautiful anytime you want. So I'll just end my part with that, and I'll let my husband close it out.
No question. I would say really self-esteem, mm-hmm. babe. It's, we have to start believing in ourselves and
that's
not
right.
necessarily looking on the outside and seeing what we see on television and what people feed us through the Internet and all these different things. Obviously, there is some good stuff out there, too, and there's a way to strive to try to be better, but it doesn't have to be a visual striving that if you don't reach this goal, I'm worthless, or I don't feel that I'm up to this par or that par. Just be the best person that you can possibly be, and therefore you will have reached your ultimate goal is trying to live correctly through God. If you try to be the best you can be, ultimately you will be, and try to stay away from the self-esteem issues of not being good enough, because truly, truly you are.
Oh, that's most definite, and we'll be right back. We're going to take a short break. We are back with you guys. So sorry about that. We took a quick break. And if you want to know who that is, because I'm sure you want to know, that is something new that we're going to share with you guys a little later in the show. We're going to give it an official introduction. That's what I'm looking for. That's the word I'm looking for. And if you guys are wondering what made us a little bit late for the show, today was something fantastic. And we're opening up the world news, hot topics, and everything else right now. And my husband was inducted into the Pepperdine University Hall of Fame, and my mind is still spinning from all of that. We came flying down the freeway so we can get here and join y'all and sit back and rap with you guys this hour. And it looks like we got about 33 minutes to go, and we're having a ball, and I got so much we want to cover with you guys. We got a guest coming up, not on this segment, but next week's show, so you want to tune in. You don't want to miss them. I'm not going to tell you who it is, so you got to tune in to catch that. But we're going to jump right into hot topics. Again, the top of the news is my husband is now officially inducted and is a member of the Pepperdine Hall of Fame. He has a beautiful award. I wish I could share it with you guys. I'll send some pictures, or actually, you know what I'll do? I will post them to the homepage on here. So make sure you guys check it out when you come back and listen to the podcast. You can see it. Okay, next we're going to talk about in the news, can you believe an airplane flew 150 miles past its destination? Wow, and the military was set up to intercept this plane, you guys, while the pilots argued about airlines. Okay, now what that means, I have no idea. Pilots of Northwest Airlines flights ignored radio calls and flew more than 150 miles past their destination as the military prepared to scramble fighter jets to intercept the plane in midair. Federal authorities said Thursday, Northwest Flight 188 from San Diego to Minneapolis flew for 1 hour and 18 minutes Wednesday night without responding to air traffic radio calls, covering a distance of about 600 miles before finally turning around, according to data released by the National Transportation Safety Board. The unidentified pilots told police and the FBI after the landing that they were in a heated discussion over airline policy and lost track of where they were, the NTSB said in a release. Now, I personally think I mean, they said the Airbus A320 was carrying 144 passengers, three flight attendants, and two pilots, and they landed safely. I would demand that there was some kind of, you know, repercussions for those pilots, because there's no telling what could have happened. When you fly past your destination, you're putting everyone's lives in danger because another plane flying their regular course could run into you, right, honey?
Yes, there is no doubt about that. You really have to be careful. In a heated discussion, when you're talking an hour and some change, that doesn't really sound right. It sounds like they might have been asleep behind the wheel and woke up, because at the same time, you have headsets on, you are getting calls in and out, and you're flying a billion-dollar plane or however much they cost. You have to be on point. So just the discussion, I don't think, would do that, but maybe they're saving face by saying that.
Yeah, maybe. I really don't even know what to think either. There's a whole bunch of stuff. Wall Street feels the wrath of a man on the street. Oh, my God. Seven bailed out firms, top exec see pay slashed. Faced with growing public fury about a $700 million bailout, Washington cracked down Thursday on Wall Street in excess moving. And hold on, you guys, because I need you to hear this. Oh, my God. Making a decision that they was not going to allow executives to get these huge payments and stuff like that anymore. They made sure that they put a crackdown on Wall Street. We got more news coming up. There's so much happening. Bobby Jackson in the world of sports, and my husband that a little bit later, has officially retired. There's tons and tons of stuff going on. There's a new book coming out by Magic Johnson that's angering some people, I guess. Hopefully it all works out for everybody involved. Magic's a great guy. There's new movies out. I know you guys want to check those out. Good Hair, Tangled Up in a Controversy. Good Hair is the one with Chris Rock. His daughter asked, why don't I have good hair? So he decided to do this movie, and there's some controversy that the movie actually, they say, belongs to someone else. So there's a ton of stuff happening in the news. Anything, honey, that you've seen that we just have to share with our listeners?
No, but the Chris Rock thing is very interesting, because when your daughter asks you profound questions like that, and all of a sudden you try to answer them, it's kind of good probably that he's addressing the fact. But from what I was reading a little bit, they're kind of going back and forth. Is he taking pot shots at African Americans and different things like that? So it should be interesting as we watch that unfold in the days to come, because I believe the movie is being released very soon, if it hasn't already been released. So it's getting a lot of buzz, no doubt.
Oh, my goodness. Well, as you guys see, there's a whole bunch going on. And, you know, you want to save that stuff. We're going to talk about Bobby for sports, right? Because that's going to be a hot topic.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we got much love for Bobby Jackson. So you already let it out the bag. I was looking, going,
Oh, no.
But that's okay. Bobby Jackson, 12 years. You guys had a illustrious career.
Right.
I have to say that. One of my favorite teammates, a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
He came off the bench in Sacramento, and he was just instant offense during those good years. Bobby just, he was an intricate part. We had a lot of injuries and different things, and whenever somebody went down, somebody came back in and just filled in, and Bobby was there when Mike went down with a stress fracture. 12 years in the NBA. We just want to say congratulations, Bobby, to a fantastic career. Wish we could have been there for that retirement, no doubt about it. Sacramento, they say, was buzzing for their preseason game when they retired Bobby officially.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. You guys know what? It's about that time. Like I said, we're moving right along. We're swiftly going through it, and we're going to be bringing you 60 Seconds with DC, and it starts right now.
Well, you guys know 60 Seconds with DC is where it's at. This is something that we always give you. And today we're talking food, and more food, whether it's exquisite culinary delights to the quick fix, fast food on the run, red meat to fish. We all have our favorite dish. Salmon with rice, grits and eggs, teriyaki bowls. Cultural delights are, you know it, they are everywhere. From the Orient, we get shrimp fried rice and sushi. The island of Jamaica bring us curry goat and jerk chicken, man. The boot of Italy gives us pasta, pizza, and wine, ciao, bella. So much diversity, I must insist that you step out of your comfort zone and give the world menu a try. Now, I can hear you all saying, well, what about the desserts? Banana pudding, red velvet cake, sweet potato pie, ice cream, tiramisu, creme brulee, and, of course, chocolate, the ultimate delight. Food, eat it in moderation, but, my friends, eat well. And that's 60 Seconds with DC. Until next week, you know it.
And you did it. Actually, that was 52 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, guess what? We're going to jump right on down into fashion and lifestyle tips. And you guys asked us a couple of times, what's the hottest thing in fashion right now? And we would have to say, I'm going to start it off with, for women, black tights and go-go boots. I'm telling you, they're everywhere. If you guys have been anywhere in Los Angeles, you would see at all the events, all the functions, all the parties, everybody's wearing the tights, the dress, and the boots, or the jeans, the boots, the tights, whatever. It's all different kind of ways. Some people even is rocking it with shorts. So I would definitely have to say for, you know, fall, winter, and spring of 2009 and 2010, the black tights with the boots is the hit in fashion for women. I got some more for you guys, but my husband's going to hit you up right now.
That's right, men. What you need to do is dress up a little bit more. I know you see those pictures years later and you go, what was I thinking? Because you know what? Nobody pays attention to the bottom half. You got on jeans, you got on shorts, but if you dress up a little bit more, maybe a dress shirt, a bow tie, a sweater vest, just pump it up a notch. Don't worry, because you can wear jeans with that and still look stylish and go many places. But if you dress it up a little bit, you like those pictures too when you see them a couple years later. So dress up a little bit more.
That's right. That's right. Next is lots of necklaces, costume or real. Have it your way. I just love the layered look, and the more the merrier that you put on. So what my new thing is, I just like to have like 15, 20 necklaces on, not just gold chains. I used to have a lot of gold chains when I was younger, and I met Doug, and he said, what are you doing? And I had on like rings on every finger. Tell him, honey, how many rings I had on.
I had about 11 rings on 10 fingers.
And he said, that is ridiculous. It's gaudy, and you need to take it off. And then he introduced me to silver and, like, white gold and platinum, and I'm like, oh, my God, that is so much classier and cleaner. And it's less is really more, but right now with the hot fashion trends that's out there, I think a lot of necklaces, if it's done right, of course, classy-like.
Not Mr. T.
No, not like that. And it'll be cool. So I would say that that's another fashion tip I got for the women. Layer your necklaces, and it's cool. Rock it with T-shirt and jeans or a suit.
And you know what's happening, men. Sub your watch for a nice bracelet. Maybe you get yourself a little turquoise, a little black onyx, because guess what? Time, what is time? Put the watch away. Put on a bracelet. Rock. Do your thing. Feel your power. Don't worry about the time. As long as you're there, you are on time, baby.
Do you see what I'm talking about? And guess what, you guys? Lifestyle, you know, lifestyle is really what you make it. But we got some lifestyle tips for you guys. I hear you. I see you. The call lines are heating up. You can jump right in the conversation if you want to, but we're going to tell you some of our tips on lifestyle.
First and foremost, I'm starting off with Subway sandwiches, and I'm talking for your, not just for your health, but it's a great meal. The lunch menu is just incredibly crazy. Try the tuna salad. Get everything, a nice vinaigrette, or a turkey sandwich with the works on it, wheat bread. I'm just really surprised because I did Subway. I've done it before. Lately, I've really been hitting Subway because they really got some good food. Hit the spot, and it's healthy at the same time. They got spinach, lettuce, onions, tomatoes, avocado, you name it, they got it. Subway sandwiches.
And I got to say one thing, and I know this is off topic, and I'm going to come back and give you my other lifestyle tip, but we just talked about fashion, and I'm sitting here looking at, my husband has on this black suit, it's a three-piece suit, y'all, with the white shirt, with the white silk tie. It's ridiculous. So, man, if you out there listening, you have to do the white shirt with the white tie. He actually blew my mind the other day because we were going to a different event, and he put the shirt on, and he put the tie on, and I thought, wow. And he said, this is what I'm going to wear to my induction. But I couldn't believe it. And I just kept saying, oh, my God, that is just, it's the flyest. And I got lots of pictures, so I'm going to post one of those, too. And you check it out. Nobody's doing it because I know now everybody's starting to do fashion, you know, with LeBron and, you know, everybody, they wearing their bow ties and all that stuff. This is a look that I have not seen, and it's just, it's super fly. So I just want to make sure that I mentioned that, okay? So next into the lifestyle tip that I have for you guys is walk more. It not only burns calories, you can even do it around the mall and just go window shopping. It also tones your body, too. So that's a lifestyle change that I'm encouraging people to make.
No question about it. Now, I'm going to go with some candles, and these are not just any candles. These candles smell delicious, like you want to eat them, and there are a bunch of different scents. And it is by a gentleman by the name of DeAndre Michael. And you go to his website, it's www.bybydeandremichael.com. CarbonaticCigars.com. Now, you get these candles. These are luxury candles. Burn time is what they say, 40 hours, but all of them have some serious unique smells. And just for everybody out there, my favorite is O. That is O-A. Check them out, DeAndre Michael Candles.
Oh, wow. And then the last one is rental cars, you guys. To get the best rate, always go online and compare at cheaptickets.com. If you go to cheaptickets.com, they will offer anytime, 24 hours a day, they will offer a better rate than mostly anybody. And sometimes if you call them, you can get them to lower their rate to match any rate you found. I know a lot of people go, well, I go to Priceline. That's cool, too, but you have to bid along with everybody else in the whole wide world. So a lot of times you won't get to win it unless you're ready right then and there to pay for it. And sometimes they say that there could be some issues. So just, you know, go to cheaptickets.com, and that's another lifestyle thing that might help you to be able to get some things for a better price.
Boom. And you know what is happening, everybody. It is that time of the show where we bring you a little something special. And I don't know, maybe my wife wants me to do the honors first. If she does, I will take the reins, and I will rein back and give you guys a little something today. I got a poem for you, and it's called God Saw You Were Getting Tired. God saw you were getting tired. God saw you were getting tired when there was no cure to be. So he closed his arms around you and whispered, come to me. You didn't deserve what you went through, so he gave you rest. God's garden must be beautiful. He only takes the best. And when we saw you sleeping so peacefully and free from pain, we could not wish you back to suffer that again. No question about it. God saw you were getting tired.
That's beautiful. And we want you guys to know that we offer you guys poems, poetry, thoughts, messages, all sorts of stuff every week in the love and romance section. So tune in next week. We got something else special for you. And we're going to jump right down to this week's questions and comments before we get you guys up with sports. That's next. And this week we have...
Number one, I got, do you guys still go on romantic dates? Interesting question.
I would say that we do go on romantic dates because, you know, it's really what you make a romantic date. So just sitting at home and having a nice dinner and, you know, watching TV or just sitting there kind of conversating about, you know, your plans and goals, that's romantic to us. So I would say we do lots of romantic dates, honey.
Yeah, we go, I mean, when like my wife said, when you think about romantic dates, it's what you make of it. But we go on so many different places together that we make it. It is a romantic date. We're at a museum, we're at dinner, we're at a movie, we're at different places. So definitely, definitely, and if you are in a relationship, it is good to always have romantic dates because it keeps that spice.
Oh, most definitely. The next one is Jackie and Doug, or wait a minute. Jackie, is Doug the same gentleman still that he was when you guys got married 13 years ago? And I would have to say most definitely. He is as real as they come. So, yes, that's that.
I have to say no. I'm the way flyer now.
Okay, yeah, I would have to say he's even better. And, you know, I would want to recommend there was another person that sent a question in that I didn't get to last week or last time when we did our show, actually, because we didn't do last week. And her question was, Doug, can you tell me what's special about Jackie? Because my mate never tells me what's special about myself. And I wanted to make sure I answered that because you emailed me again yesterday and said, please, please, please ask that question. So I know you're listening, and he's going to answer that for you. She wants to know what makes me special to you.
Well, you know, that's a good question. But I would have to say what makes my wife special to me is the things that she does that she doesn't ask for any praise about or anything like that. It's the specialness of doing something because you love that person. And those are the special things that really ring true when I think about my wife, because she's always working, always going, always. So I definitely try to tell her that thank you, babe, thank, but she does so much. How do you say thank you for all that? But it's special at the same time because she doesn't stop. She keeps on working. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. On top of the fact that she's fine as hell.
Well, I just want to say that, Lori, I appreciate you asking that question. Laura, excuse me, for asking that question, because you just made my whole year. Thank you. And I thank you, honey, for what you said. I appreciate it.
Well, I got another one. It says, Doug, can Jackie keep you happy for the rest of your life, or do you desire to play the field? And Jackie, the same question to you. And that, you know, yes. And on top of that, I believe that a person has to keep themselves happy. But my wife definitely is my soulmate, and yeah.
Thank you. But my answer is absolutely. And I think the question that you're asking is there other people out there that when you're in love, do you see other people that's interesting to you and all that kind of stuff? If that person is everything to you and they're your soulmate, that's who you see. And people out there that's listening, please get focused and try to figure out what you're going to do. If you're in a solid, committed relationship, please let that other person be your light. Please let that other person be everything to you. It's just life's too short, and it's a really special thing to have when you know that they got you and you got them. That's just really special. So, yes, he is definitely here forever, okay? Okay.
You know, you guys would have heard some scuffling on this phone. The answer would have been different.
And we'll be right back. This is a little something new from our daughter, Shani, and we hope you enjoy it before we jump into sports. Cut it short, you guys. We're going to jump right on into sports. We got everybody that's participating in that right here on the line, and they're ready to go.
No question about it. You already know it is that time, Wizzle. Not far, close, far. Where you at, man? That's what's happening, man. Look here, man. There's so much going on in the world of sports. First and foremost, on a somber note, UConn football player Jasper Howard was killed last week, and UConn went on the field, played their hearts out, lost against West Virginia. And what do you say about something like that when a young student athlete loses their life? It was so unfortunate, wasn't it?
You know, it's really, really been a sad trend around the country. I don't know if it has a lot to do with what we allow as people you know, to, in parents and as a community to allow people to get over with in public schools or, you know, everything's out of control now. People, stop the violence. Focus on your life. Focus on what you want to go. Focus on where you need to go, you know.
No question about it. So our hearts go out to his family and the UConn football team. Hopefully they have a great rest of the season. Now, Wiggle, this is we're on week 7 now. I mean, time is flying by in the NFL, and really there were some fantastic football games today. Minnesota was undefeated, goes down to a very, very dangerous Pitt team. What do you think about the Steelers? Do they really have a chance to repeat, Wizzle?
Well, first and foremost, they definitely have a good chance to repeat. They have the nucleus and the system in place by their coach, Mike Thomas. So obviously everything they're doing is successful. And maybe the off-the-field, if you will, fiasco that's kind of trying to circle around Ben Roethlisberger. This football is a sanctuary when you're in trouble. And I'm telling you, when I knew I was going to get in trouble, or just sports in general, I mean, it kind of helps you leave your trouble and go focus on something and actually not be stressed. So that's why you see Ben playing so well. He's really, really creative in the pocket. He doesn't get credit for being one of the upper-tier quarterbacks in the league, but he definitely is. And he's pretty much on the path like Mr. Brady is. If you look at it, he's got a couple rings, and he's about 25, 26.
No question about it. Speaking of Mr. Brady, they were in London, England, and they beat up on those Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Well, Wiggler, there is only one game left in a week 7, and that would be Philly at Washington. We know Jim Zorn is in a heap of trouble. They're saying they're going to keep him probably till the end of the season, and then they will cut him loose. Now, this is an NFC East matchup that should be, as always, hard-hitting and one heck of a game. Who do you got in this one? What should we see between Philly, who is at Washington?
It's definitely going to be a hard-hitting game. The rivalry is just insane in terms of the East Coast and New York, Washington, Philly, and so on. So this is going to be a very physical game. It's going to be a game where you probably see a player or two get injured and maybe miss a couple games. So, but I got Philly to move on in this one. Mr. McNabb is healthy. He's back. And it kind of doesn't matter who he has around him. Obviously, you need talent, but he's been working it with pretty much all he's had. So long as he's got a couple of little talent guys he's got back there, I think that he's going to be real sharp and look real good back there. So I look for Philly to pull it off.
I would have to agree with you. I think Washington is on a bit of a slide, even though they spent a bunch of money and can't seem to get things on the right course. Philly is looking good, everybody. Monday Night Football, check it out tomorrow. Now, Wiggle, there's a lot going on. The ALCS was rained out yesterday, and today the New York Yankees beat the Los Angeles Angels. The World Series is set. New York, Philadelphia. I mean, you got the returning World Series champs. You got a star-studded New York Yankees team. This is a East Coast love affair for everybody on the East Coast. What do you see? You got the Yankees. You got Philly. Who are you picking in this one?
Well, you know, obviously this is going to be a heck of a matchup because, obviously, the teams don't like each other. They respect each other. So, but they're really, really both different in a lot of different ways. Philly is really, really tough and resilient, and they kind of don't buy into the Yankee mystique, so that's part of them being tough and resilient as a team. I just think that possibly this could be the Yankees' year, though. Everything has been hitting on full cylinders. A-Rod's finally showing up for the people in Yankeeville, and all the people who really, really are dedicated A-Rod fans. He's showing up. He's got a little swagger right now. He's healthy and clean, so that's got to make a lot of people happy, and I'm definitely happy for him because I hate to see anybody get ridiculed or go through any type of mess to get to the other side and get the glory out of it. So I'm glad he's on glory, which is the upside, upswing, and it looks like this might be their year.
No question about it. I think when you look at A-Rod and you look at Howard, that is a beast of a matchup for some hitters. But when you go through the lineup, the Yankees are stacked. But when you look at Philly is stacked at the same time. So this is going to come down probably to a pitching matchup. And for some reason, Hideki Matsui, who hasn't been hitting at all for the Yankees, I think is going to have a breakthrough World Series, and Godzilla will knock it out of the ballpark. I'm going to go with the Yankees in six games. Whistle, it should be one heck of a series, so everybody stay tuned to that. Now, everyone out there in Blog Talk Land knows, of course, the NBA. It's back. And when I say the NBA back, that means the refs are back also. They finally consummated the deal, Whistle. They were thinking about starting the season with refs that aren't regular NBA refs. But now that you got the NBA refs back, are you ready for some basketball? Because personally, I ain't.
Well, I'm definitely ready for it, and it's kind of interesting that all they had to do was throw in an Escalade for each ref. It's a joke. It's a joke. I'm glad the refs are back. I don't like the game that I love and that we all love to be questioned or to have refs that it's not to be disrespectful in any way, but who are inefficient or, insubordinate. We need official NBA refs to do the official job of the NBA, and that's pretty much the bottom line. We want the veterans, we want everything, so we don't have to complain about any of the results at the end of the day.
Now, but before I run through the Eastern and Western Conference, who I got as the top four teams, and there could be some, moving around of who the top four teams are. I want to get your sleepers for the Eastern and the Western Conference. But have you been watching Isaiah and Magic? There's a lot going on back and forth now. Magic and Bird have a book out that are coming in. In the book, I guess Magic kind of says that, talks about the Olympic team and the fact that Isaiah didn't make the team and Isaiah was hurt. What do you think about that whole situation?
First of all, I need to read the book. It's good press for the book. Obviously, I was at that game and at that dream team when it was assembled, and obviously it kind of hurt that Zeke wasn't there because he was honestly one of the best players in the world at that time. But John Stockton was one of the best players in the world at that time too, and the combination of him, he and Karl Malone might have been bigger than just Zeke by himself. So it's unfortunate, but those are the kind of things that happen in sport. I just wish that it wouldn't be a big deal and it's something that, that water to a bridge, so to speak.
I totally agree with you. Two of my all-time favorites, and to see them like that, it's something that it just rubs you the wrong way. But hopefully they can work that out. Now, when we're looking at the NBA season, we're talking 09-10 and the Eastern Conference. And in the Eastern Conference, I'm looking at four elite teams, Whistle. And when I say elite after three, you kind of fall off a little bit, and it might be a bit of a toss-up. But I'm going to go with Boston. Of course, they got the big three, KG, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce. But some key acquisitions, Rasheed Wallace, Marquise Daniels, I think are two really good acquisitions for them. A nice wing player in Marquise that can play a couple different positions. Rasheed can stick big guys, step out, and hit the three-pointer. Now, you go from Boston to Cleveland. Mike Brown has put together, and Danny Ferry, a heck of a team, obviously, with LeBron James, but you bring in Shaquille O'Neal, Jamario Moon, and Anthony Parker, some wing players that can play some defense that allows LeBron not to have to stick the best guy on the other end of the court like Kobe had to do for so many years, and it's probably going to free him up to be a little bit fresher. Go from there to Orlando, Stan Van Gundy, Dwight Howard, Rasheed Lewis, Jamir Nelson. Well, they bring in a Vince Carter, and I really think the key acquisition, even more than Vince, was Matt Barnes, because Matt brings so many different things that he can do. He's been really improving his game when he was in Phoenix last year. So that's going to be a team, of course, to watch out for. Now I'm going to throw in the top four, Whistle, the Washington Wizards. Flip Sanders, new head coach, Gilbert Arenas, they say, is is back. Caron Butler, they could have a problem now with Antoine Jameson. His shoulder is a little messed up, but you bring in Mike Miller, who can shoot the ball from the outside. You got a nice backup point guard now in Randy Foy. And Brendan Hayward risked last year, but if he ever steps his game up, that really puts them in elite status. So Boston, Cleveland, Orlando, Washington, do you got a sleeper there for me, Wilson?
You know what? That's pretty accurate there. I like Atlanta with what they're doing down there. It just don't seem like they play at a high level. Obviously, with your pick in Washington, they do have a very, very good talent base. And obviously, having Gilbert back would help a lot. And you guys got to remember that over the past couple years, that they've had a player up there who's been really, really getting it in, and I think you guys know what we're talking about. The man's balling sensational, and now that he has Arenas to help him out, I think that really, really helps them out too. So I'm curious to see some of these teams. Hidu up in Toronto, I know Toronto isn't a favorable place for a lot of the brethren, but hey, they got a lot of European folk now. So let's see how they play together and hustle. So I'm curious to see how some of these things are going to turn out.
No question. Well, Toronto, I definitely think that they're going to be up-tempo. They are going to push the ball up and down the floor. Hedo plays so many different positions. That could be an interesting situation. Now, with going to the Western Conference, I have six teams here on the sheet, but I said four, and I'm going four. So starting it off, I'm going to go San Antonio Spurs. Of course, you got Parker, Ginobili, and Duncan. They add Richard Jefferson, Antonio McDyess, and Theo Ratliff, some good veterans that can come in off the bench. This is a team that you can't look past. Even though they only scored 97 points a game, which had them at 23rd last year, they stop people on the other end of the floor. And when the playoff time comes, this is a team that can be very, very scary. Now, of course, you got Los Angeles Lakers. Field comes back, the Zen Master. You got Kobe, Derek, Gasol, Odom, Bynum. Now you add Ron Artest. This could be a very dangerous team. The only thing that concerns is how do they mesh? This is a new unit now. Ron Artest is different from what they had last year. Although he brings offense and defense, this could be an interesting mix. They could be really, really good, or they could be subpar, and Kobe really has to take the load like they're trying for him not to do this year. I'm going to throw also into this four is Portland Trail Blazers, Nate McMillan, Brandon Roy, LaMarcus Aldridge, Greg Oden, and they bring in a veteran point guard, Andre Miller, that I really think he looks past first. They got some guys in LaMarcus who can make an outside jump shot. Brandon Roy is a true stud. I'm going to be curious to see, though, what Greg Oden does in this being his second year, really, his third year, but his second year of playing. And then in the fourth spot, I'm going to go with the Denver Nuggets. George Karl, Chauncey Billups, J.R. Smith, Carmelo, Kenyon Nene, and, of course, the Birdman has a nice new tattoo on the chest, by the way. They were sixth in the league last year at 104 points a game, and that'll win you some ball games during the regular season, because when you can put up those type of numbers, you're going to meet teams and you're going to blow them out usually some nights, especially on those back-to-back. So San Antonio, L.A., Portland, Denver, do you have a sleeper for me? I know you do.
Obviously, there's a couple. I really, really like Dallas. What they have, they've lost Devin George, but they've picked up Sean Marion, which is really, really interesting because they got a somewhat of an up-tempo team, and they're trying to cater to Jason Kidd, and I'm curious to see how this is going to work out. Another thing that I'm curious with is the New Orleans Hornets. Now that they have Emeka Okafor, Bobby Brown, Ike, and Derek Collison, they also have Sacramento King blood, Sungalia, a little bit of player, a little attitude and some flair out there. I really like what they're going to be doing, and obviously they have Chris Paul to run that point. So I'm curious to see what's going to be going down. I mean, it's going to be a little bit of dogfighting, but it's set in the West, baby.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think, obviously Jerry Sloan, congratulations, by the way, in making it into the Hall of Fame, long, long overdue. But they come back and they're stacked. But I agree with you. The Mavericks can do one of two things. They'll be really good or not so good. You got Tim Thomas, Drew Gooden, Quentin Ross, who was at the Clippers for some years, a defensive player. Josh Howard, this will be a big year for him because Dirk is starting to slow down. Can he step his game up? If he does, that really could put the Mavs into elite status. But But I am going to go with Eastern Conference. Who do you got, Wizzle? I think that I'm going to go with, baby, who you got? Eastern Conference, Boston, Cleveland, Orlando, Washington.
Cleveland.
My wife's going with Cleveland, Wizzle. You know they always say follow your wife. I'm going Cleveland. Who you got in the East, Wizzle?
I'm going to go with Boston, and it's only because they play the right way, and they got a player that could really help them play the right way. I think that Rasheed Wallace has been getting a bad rap for a lot of years, and I think that he could really, really contribute. Can you imagine 2 7-footers out there with a scowl on their face because they're trying so hard? I think that's really, really going to be something to take a look at.
I'd have to agree with you on that one, Boston. I think it's going to come down to those two. I don't think Orlando makes it to the finals this year. Boston, Cleveland in the finals, that's going to be a toss-up. Everybody stay tuned. Now in the Western Conference, you got San Antonio, Los Angeles. You threw the Mavs in there, Wizzle. Portland and Denver. Could this be the year that Denver steps up and pushes past the L.A. Lakers, or does Kobe go for a back-to-back title? It's looking good in Tinseltown, but you know a team that really scares me is the San Antonio Spurs. Nobody's talking about them. They could be there at the end. What do you got in the Western Conference with?
Obviously, you go with the teams that play the right way and play at a high level. Popovich has every Spur team playing at a high level and playing the correct way and playing his way. He puts his stamp on the team. So that's a good assessment there. Very, very much puts the Spurs up in the running. Also, what scares me is the Blazers. I mean, if they can ever get this guy, Mr. Odom, going and figure out what to do with some of this talent, because they just picked up Andre Miller, don't forget. So they got a nice veteran floor general. And, also you get Juwan Howard, hey, a little bit of love. They come off the bench, some veteran Savoy Fair, you know what I'm talking about? They got a lot of talent out there, and they got a pretty good team. So I think I'm just looking at teams that could possibly be a bump in the road for the Lakers, and it's got to be Portland, and it's got to be San Antonio.
I agree, and I'm looking at it's possible, really possible. It's hard for me to go against L.A. because they're coming back as champs. Kobe is really at the apex of his game. He is at the top. And but if you have a healthy Ginobili, I could definitely see a San Antonio-Cleveland finals again, like we did a few years ago, and Cleveland beat the living, San Antonio beat the living bejesus out of them. But this time I'm going to go with Cleveland. I think this might be LeBron James' time. Shaq doesn't have to do really anything. He just has to come in, put up a couple points, throw some people on the ground. And as Zydrunas Ilgauskas, he comes in, does his thing. This could be the year for Cleveland. It should be interested in the East, everybody. We will give you the champion coming soon. So stay tuned, Wizzle. As always, we enjoy your insight into the world of sports. And until next week, we're not going to be at 10 o'clock. That's right. We're going to see you at our regular time at 5 Saturday. Check us out, Wizzle. Until next week, we'll see you then.
Is there anywhere I can find some deep-fried gizzards around here, Carl?
Everybody, we want to tell you again, thank you so much for joining us. Sorry, like my husband said, that it had to be at 10 instead of 5. Until next time, make sure you take care of yourself, and everybody have a safe week. Peace.
Respect.